We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
How many times in my life I dealt with a problem and I tried to deal with it in my own wisdom, not acknowledging God's help, and the Lord was there. He was walking on the storm. He was there and he could help and he could overcome and he could give me the strength and the grace to be successful, but I did not acknowledge him to help me in the time of need in my life. Mark chapter 6 in the Word of God this morning. Mark chapter 6, and we're going to begin our reading in verse 45. We are looking at being a problem solver. And as a problem solver, the Bible teaches us that problems, tribulations are going to come into our life. But be of good cheer, Jesus said, for I have overcome the world. So we, as Christians, are in Christ, and because we are in Christ, we are also overcomers. As Christ has overcome, we also have overcame. And so if we are walking with the Lord, we can be problem solvers in the power of the Lord for our life each and every day. And I want us to notice a problem that we find in Mark chapter 6 that our dear Lord really brings to the attention of the disciples. Now, they were walking and they were talking with Jesus and they had a relationship with the Lord and they had seen his miracles. And yet, if we're not careful as Christians, we can easily just tune out everything that the Lord is doing. We can kind of just go through the motions in our Christian life and not really become engaged, not really be involved. We kind of just flow through. Now, I'm from Nova Scotia, and I was told that there are several people from Nova Scotia that are listening to our live stream every single week, and so I want to say to all of those in the East, thank you so much for joining us, and we are thankful for your involvement. Now, in Nova Scotia, when I was a kid, we would swim in the ocean, and we would swim in the ocean probably during even this time of year. I mean, it was cold. You can imagine how cold it was. I mean, it was cold, but that didn't stop us as kids. We'd jump off rocks, we'd swim, and as the water got warmer or as the temperatures, you know, kind of went up, we would find in the water jellyfish. Jellyfish are not something you want to swim around. What we would do is we would kind of push the water beside them and move them away because we didn't want to come out of the water and have a jellyfish on our head. That's not a good day. Jellyfish, they sting and they're not pleasant. A lot of Christians are like jellyfish. They kind of just float through the Christian life. They don't really have any involvement. They're not putting down any roots. They're just floating through the Christian life. Don't be a Christian jellyfish, okay? You want to have some roots in your Christian life. You want to be involved. You want to be involved in the local church. It's God's platform and God's plan. You want to be involved in the spiritual growth of your family. You want to be involved in your own spiritual growth. You want to be a Christian that is not just floating through the Christian life. And you know, the problem with the jellyfish is they have no direction. They just go wherever the current takes them. You don't want to be that kind of Christian, because if you're following the current of this world, the current of this world is not bringing us closer to the Lord. I hope you know and understand that this world is not the friend of God. And I don't think you need to be a Christian very long to see the contrast between what the world teaches and what the Bible teaches. But if you're just following the currents of this world, it's not going to bring you nearer to the Lord. It's going to drift you further away. You need to put some roots down. You need to take a stand. You need to look to God. You need to spiritually abound more and more in love and in thanksgiving and in doctrine. You need to know what you believe. This is important. And if we're not careful in the Christian life becomes kind of just a part of our life and not our life. Because the Apostle Paul made it clear to the church at Colossae that Jesus wasn't just something attached to his life, but Jesus was his entire life. Christ, who is our life, the Bible says. I got a frog in my throat and I think he crossed his legs. Give me one moment here. So the Bible teaches us that we are to be a Christian that doesn't flow through the Christian life, but takes a stand. And this is a problem that all of us can have. And sometimes we might have this problem in our life and we don't even acknowledge it. And that makes it even more dangerous. The Bible calls it a hardened heart. A hardened heart. This can affect the unsaved as well as the saved. Because with the Christian, what happens in a hardened heart is that we are just not involved. We are just not seeing the Lord or hearing the Lord as he works in our life. Let's look at what the Bible says in Mark chapter 6, verse 45. And straightway he constrained, this is Jesus, he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida. While he sent away the people, and when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw them, this is the disciples now, he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. So all those from the east, if you can imagine here what's happening, they're rowing against the wind. The wind is blowing toward them, and they're trying to fight against the wind, but they cannot fight against the wind. They can't make any progress, because they are rowing toward or against the wind. And the Bible says, "And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them." This is Jesus. "And he's walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. And when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed that he had been a spirit and cried out." Now notice that expression there, verse 48. The Bible says that he was walking upon the sea, and that Jesus would have passed by them, except the disciples acknowledged him. Now, they acknowledged him. First of all, they thought he was a spirit at the very beginning. The Bible says, verse 50, "And they saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them." Now, I want to just say this. This is not my message this morning, but let's consider this thought. The Bible says that Jesus would have walked by them, and this is the principle I want us to think about. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. How many times in my life I dealt with a problem and I tried to deal with it in my own wisdom, not acknowledging God's help. And the Lord was there. He was walking on the storm. He was there and he could help and he could overcome and he could give me the strength and the grace to be successful. But I did not acknowledge him to help me in the time of need in my life. How many times has that happened to me? How many times has it happened to you? I think if we were honest this morning, we would say that it happens a lot in our life because there's just something about our human nature that wants to be problem solvers in our own flesh, in our own strength. But the problem is, this is our problem, is that we make bigger messes when we do it by ourselves. And that's why we need to acknowledge the Lord. So the Bible says they saw him and they were troubled, and immediately he talked with them and he saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. What wonderful comforting words given to us by the Lord. It is I. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be of good comfort. And he went up into the ship, with them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed. They were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and they wondered. Now look what the Bible says in verse 52 here. We're talking about the Lord's own disciples. It says, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened.
It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
Their heart was hardened. They did not consider the miracle. Now, before Jesus walked on water, he fed a multitude of people. And this was a great miracle that the Lord had performed. The disciples were eyewitnesses of his power and his might. I mean, this should not surprise them, seeing that Jesus just performed not scaling the miracles of God, but a greater miracle in feeding all of these people. He had performed something incredible in multiplying that small amount of food and feeding all of those people. And yet the Bible says in this passage of Scripture, the Bible says that they didn't consider the miracle of the loaves. Why? Because they had a hard heart. They were just floating through, and they weren't taking to heart what Jesus was teaching them and showing them. They weren't involved. They weren't engaged. They weren't learning. They weren't growing because they had a hard heart. Now, I think this is a bigger problem in my life and in your life than we want to acknowledge, because it is easy for us just to go through the motions in the Christian life. The Bible says in the book of Revelation of the Laodiceans is that their attitude was that they were fine. They had everything they needed. And Jesus said, listen, you don't have everything you need. You're actually naked. You're blind. You're miserable. You think you have what you need, but you're missing what you need because the Lord was what they needed. And they had pushed him to the side. He was knocking at the door, wanting into their life. But they were just going through the motions of the Christian life, and they weren't acknowledging God in their life. And so we're going to look at this idea of having a hard heart and the problem that we may have today, if we're not careful, and ask the Lord to help us to make it right. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your word, and thank you for the instruction that you've given to us to help us to be nearer to you and to abound in our Christian life. And Lord, we don't want to be, as I illustrated, a jellyfish Christian. Lord, we want to have roots. We want to grow. Lord, we need your help this morning. I pray your spirit would work in our life and convict us. Lord, I pray you would convict us to be a better Christian for your glory. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's take a moment here this morning on this live stream. It is just a beautiful Sunday morning. It's wonderful outside. And I hope you take some time this afternoon to get some sunshine. But we're going to take a moment here, and we're going to look at what it means to have a hard heart. So first of all, what is the meaning of a hardened heart? What are we talking about when we talk about a hard heart? Well, the dictionary defines a hardened heart as being a heart that is cold or insensitive or unfeeling or unyielding. It is a heart that is not sensitive to the Holy Spirit's working in our life. A hard heart does not realize or is aware of the power of God. And a hard heart limits the Lord and belittles him in our life. The Bible says the disciples did not look to the miracle of the loaves. They did not learn the lesson that God was teaching them from that wonderful miracle, because their heart was preoccupied. Their heart was hardened to the truth that God was trying to teach. Now in Mark chapter 4, if we could move forward here, just in my Bible, it's a couple of pages. Mark chapter 8, and then look what the Bible says in verse number 16. The Bible says, verse 16, and they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have no bread." Then Jesus knew it. He saith unto them, "Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened?" And then he gives us a description of what it means to have a hardened heart. He says in verse 18, "Having eyes, ye see not. Having ears, hear ye not, and do not remember when I break the five loaves among 5,000. How many baskets full of fragments took ye up?" And they say unto him, 12. "And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up?" And they said, 7. And he said unto them, "How is it that ye do not understand?" Now, how does Jesus himself define a hard heart? Now, think about this. A hard heart is defined as being present but not being aware. Being present, but not being involved. I mean, you're there in person, but you're just not taking in what is being given. And this type of individual does not spiritually grow. They do not spiritually prosper. They do not see the Lord in their life. I mean, when God does a work in their life, they don't acknowledge God in that. I mean, that's because of their hard work. That's because of timing. That's because of chance and circumstances. That's just because I knew the right people, or I was in the right place at the right time. And yet they don't acknowledge God for his work in their life. This is a hardened heart Christian. This is not of the Lord. This is my own doing. They do not see the Lord, because they're not looking through eyes of faith. And this is what the Bible says. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. And they do not understand. Job said it this way in Job 9, verse 3. He says, "If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of 1,000. He is wise in his heart." This is speaking of his own wisdom. "And mighty in his strength. Who hath hardened himself against him?" That's the Lord. Job said, "Who has hardened their heart against God?" Job chapter 9, verse 4. "And hath prospered." You cannot prosper if you harden your heart against the Lord. A hard-hearted Christian is not going anywhere. I'll tell you that. It's not going anywhere. We're talking about someone who's been saved for 10 years, 5 years, 6 years. We're talking about someone who's living their life the same way. They're not growing spiritually because they are not seeing the Lord. I remember I was visiting a friend of mine, some friends, and they had just bought a house, and it was right beside a railway line. And we were enjoying some supper that night and having a conversation, talking and laughing. And all of a sudden, the ground started to shake. And this train came shooting through. I mean, it sounded like it was in their backyard. And I'd made a statement about it. I said, wow, I said, that's loud. And they said to me, yeah, we've been here for X amount of months and we don't even notice it anymore. And that is true because we live on a busy street. We live on West Heights and there's cars going in and out all the time. And I mean, it's loud. We live close to the street. And someone else could be sleeping in our house and they would think, wow, it's really loud here. And we would be like, really? I don't hear anything. Because you just kind of get used to it, right? You kind of just, you get into the groove, you get into the tradition of it, and it just becomes another day. And this is what happens in our Christian life. If we are not careful, we can kind of get into that cycle, we can get into that tradition where we just kind of live our life, and we kind of go through the motions. And we don't have that awareness of God like we ought to have. And we become hard-hearted. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Peter is speaking of adding to our faith, godliness and kindness and charity. And if these things be in you and bound, they make you that you are, ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. If you're spiritually growing and you're aware of God working in your life and bringing about these characteristics, godliness and kindness and brotherly kindness and charity, all these things, and we're abounding in the Christian life, then we're going to never be unfruitful. And we're always going to be pressing for that upward way. But if we lack these things in our life, why is it? It is because the Bible says, if we lack these things, then we are blind and we cannot see afar off. We are hard-hearted and we are not seeing God at work. And we are kind of just like that Christian jellyfish going through the Christian life. And not taking steps forward, not hearing the voice of God, not seeing the work of God, no conviction in our Christian life, no spiritual growth, no desire to please God or to serve God. This is a hard heart. And I want to say this, to have a hard heart in the Christian life and to reside in that area in our life, to have that hard heart, it is a dangerous place in our personal walk with God. It's a dangerous place to reside. In a marriage book that I was reading for my series on marriage, and I'm excited to get back to that, I decided to put it on hold until we all meet together back again. And they talk about what they call the crazy cycle. And the crazy cycle is this love and respect. A woman needs love in marriage and a man needs respect, as the Bible says. And what happens is when a woman doesn't feel love, she doesn't give respect. And so a marriage can go on this crazy cycle where a man doesn't feel respected and therefore he doesn't show his wife love. And she doesn't feel love and so she doesn't give respect. And it just goes on in this crazy cycle until the man, who is the head of the home, needs to love as God loves, and that's the agape love or the sacrificial love, and no matter if he has respect or not, he needs to love that his wife with that sacrificial love, expecting nothing in return. And in this book, this will break what they call the crazy cycle. And in the Christian life, if you have a hard heart, you'll just kind of wander in the wilderness like the children of Israel. You'll just wander aimlessly in the wilderness with no purpose in your life and no spiritual growth and no cause in your life, and have that hard heart to all that God is doing around you to get your attention, until you break that crazy cycle and look to the Lord. This is when the spiritual growth will begin to happen in your life. But you must acknowledge God. You must acknowledge God in your life. Someone said this: if you live in a graveyard too long, you stop crying when someone dies. And that just speaks of that hard heart where we kind of go through the motions in our Christian life, and we come to church every Sunday, and well, we don't come to church now every Sunday, but we watch the Word of God on live stream, or we were obviously coming to church every Sunday, and we kind of just go through that crazy cycle where we are present, but we're really not showing up. And we're not growing, we're not learning, we're pushing the Lord away. You know, we were convicted about those things, and we were convicted. God was working in our life, but we've pushed Him away so many times that we've kind of just learned how to deal with it. And so we must break the crazy cycle by praying to the Lord for a heart of flesh and looking to the Lord.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.